knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard porn.
Not today.
Not today he won't. Dean Richards is here, everybody. Dino DeMaio.
You know what I've wondered about this song? It says, grab yourself some popcorn.
Right.
What if I care for a different delicious snack during the whole thing?
Some snow caps?
Is maybe a jujube.
Uh-huh.
A malted milk ball.
Uh-huh.
If you know,
Mike and Ike's?
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers,
yeah.
Sure.
We have to have various versions of that song,
right.
I think.
For each of the different snacks, it just seems fair to me.
But then you have, what rhymes with Twizzler?
Oh.
What rhymes with nachos and chips?
I can't say it on the air. I got one for you, Dean.
Oh, Dean, don't open the floodgates. Please don't open the floodgates. Please.
I may have heard that one before.
Dean, I have to tell you, last night, my wife Terry and I went to see Jungle Book, the new Jungle Book.
Oh, boy.
And we're in a theater with not a single child. Now,
what?
I know it's Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Wednesday night, but...
We all know illegal for children to
right.
be out past 5 p.m.
You can't bring kids out after 5
they can
on
be
a
arrested
Wednesday.
If they're out.
Right. Right. But it was such a nice experience. The movie was beautiful.
Of not having the children, you mean?
Of not having kids in the theater. But I would think a Disney movie, The Jungle Book, you'd have at least a good percentage of kids in the movie theater. But it was 30-something adults, every one of us enjoying the movie. A stunning movie to watch.
Isn't it? Right?
And your
yeah.
thoughts on it being a little too intense for kids since it's real and not cartoony?
You know...
Because that's what my husband said. It was intense.
There are
intense.
A few moments that are intense, but overall...
For all intents and purposes. What do you think?
I would highly recommend The Jungle Book. I loved it. Didn't you, Dean? That was a great movie, wasn't it?
And don't forget, it is Bad Pun Day on the Bill and Wendy show today.
Today so is, yes.
Send your bad puns in. I had the same concern when I saw it. The movie's been out for a month? Something like that?
Oh, just under, yeah.
I have not had one person express that concern to me after taking their children to go see it. Nobody has said, I liked it, but it was too scary. I don't know anybody say it's too scary for little kids. And, you know, Jon Favreau, because, you know, I love to name drop whenever mm-hmm. possible when I talk to him before the movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought up this concern to him, same concern. He said that classic Disney movies are not as politically correct as movies are now. You know, if you think about the really old school Disney movies, you know, somebody's mother was being killed.
Almost always.
But not in real time. It was cartoony. It was still sad
sure.
and heartbreaking.
It's animated. It's,
yeah.
it's
sure.
not as real looking. And that's the point that I made with him as well. But he said that he doesn't think that we give kids enough credit for being able to handle these kinds of things, like, you know, movie intensity, that they're still able to discern what's a movie and what's real. And
you watch kids play video games now. I mean, like, the NHL hockey game is just like watching the Blackhawks.
Right.
It's so realistic that
right.
you're right. Kids are, we do need to give them more credit.
Yeah, my little nephews had the biggest laugh possible because they were playing, it was one of these NBA games, and I walked into the room when they were playing, and I was like, oh, they're watching a game. And, right. you know, I was like, oh, so what's the score? And they're like, Uncle Dean, it's a video game. Idiot. Stupid idiot.
It looks so real, I can't
yeah.
believe it.
Yeah. The graphics are, I mean, everything about this movie is so stunning to watch, and it pays nice homage to the early Jungle Book, I think 1966. It's one of the first movies I saw in a theater, and it always holds a special place because of that. But there's a couple tips of the hat to that original movie.
Yeah.
And how about the fact that, for people who don't know, Bill Murray voices Baloo the bear, and Christopher Walken voices King Louie the orangutan. And there's something about the way they made these animals look where you can see Bill Murray's facial expressions.
Really?
And Christopher Walken's. It's really well made.
Well, you know that they do that when the actors are doing the voices. They videotape the recording sessions so they can capture the facial movements of the actors while they're recording them and incorporate them. That's done all the time. So I'm not... not a bit surprised at that, but I mean, really, when you think about a Baloo, is there anybody but Bill Murray?
Perfect,
really, that you can think of.
He was perfect.
Who fits that? You know, the character. But it's just mind dropping to me that everything in this movie is fake
yeah.
except the little boy.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. And that this little boy, it was his first audition and his first movie role, the very first thing that he ever does in acting, period, is this very complicated role of acting opposite tennis balls and green screens. And
not easy to do.
Not easy to do at all. Right. So I think it's magnificent, and I'm about to give Captain America a really good review, but I'm still saying Jungle Book is the best movie of the year so far.
How about that?
I want to talk about Captain America, the Civil War. My 13-year-old son, Dylan, has really turned me on to a whole life of things. He had a legal version of Deadpool on his Xbox One, which Bill accused us of pirating.
I thought you had stolen it.
But we didn't.
All right.
And so Dylan turned me on to Deadpool. Can I tell you, that might be one of my all-time favorite movies of all time.
Deadpool is a fantastic movie.
I loved it. And it was raunchy and dirty, and yet I loved it.
Wendy.
Yeah, it was very me.
Wendy.
Okay, shush. But so Dylan...
If he wasn't only an alcoholic, then we could have had a trifecta.
Darn it.
So Dylan's already getting hyped up for this Civil War thing. He plays HeroClix. The Civil War HeroClix came out last night, spent $40 on those. So it looks like I'm going to be seeing this Captain America Civil War. Will I be liking it?
I think you are going to like it.
Awesome.
I think you are going to like it. Do you want me to tell you about it now, or do you want to...
No, let's take a quick break, and then we'll discuss this. It's supposed to be one of the films of the year. Dean is going to tell you all about it. It's Captain America Civil War. That's up next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, we're talking to Dean Richards. I'm anxious to find out about Captain America Civil War because I have a whole new life now. Deadpool has changed my life, can I just say that? So now I'm moving forward and going to movies only with my 13-year-old. And Bill, if you want to come with.
How about that?
You will be pleased, I think, with Captain America. Now, it's not anywhere near as irreverent as Deadpool. Certainly, it's not as raunchy. It's not at all as raunchy as Deadpool, but still tremendously, tremendously entertaining. I mean, this is truly one of the best action movies that has come out in a very long time. A couple of really little minor things that I'll tell you about in just a minute, but although it's Captain America Civil War, this really is an Avengers movie. And I took off just like minor points for this. It really should just be called, you know, Avengers Civil War, because that's really what it's about. Captain America is as much a part of this story as is Iron Man or Robert Downey Jr. or Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson. Falcon, played by Anthony Mackie, has a pretty big role in this. Don Cheadle's War Machine. Hawkeye is back, the archer, Jeremy Renner. We've got Vision, the superhero Vision, played by Paul Bettany, and Elizabeth Olsen's Scarlet Witch has a big role in this. The Winter Soldier, Sebastian Stan, pretty big role in this. And the additions of Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man.
Young Spider-Man.
This is young Spider-Man, kind of teasing the upcoming Spider-Man movie that'll be coming up. We get to see that. And it's so entertaining. The Spider-Man section of the movie, very, very entertaining. Chadwick Boseman, who played Jackie Robinson, who played James Brown, is in this movie as Black Panther, an excellent addition to the cast. A little bit of Paul Rudd in here as Ant-Man, so you can see everybody's here.
You didn't mention Thor.
I didn't mention Thor, and I didn't mention Incredible Hulk. They're not there. They're referred to in the movie. If only they were here. But they never really explain why.
Can I guess, Dean?
Everybody's there except
maybe
them.
A fishing trip? Are they on a fishing trip?
I wondered about that.
Could be.
I thought maybe a B&B in Saugatuck.
Maybe that's what they are.
You know, everyone knows that the Thor and Mighty Hulk are huge into antiquing.
They love B&Bs.
See, now that's kind of what I thought this movie was about, and I will admit something that is going to make me look really stupid.
What?
I am not a comic book girl. I don't know much about the X-Men or the Avengers or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when my son was all into the Civil War, I'm like, oh my god, they've cartoonified like General Custer and Stonewall Jackson. I didn't know it was comic book stuff.
No.
That's that, and that's the other thing that just bothered me a little bit, because I'm a little bit of a stickler that if a movie is part of a trilogy, for example, you need to be able to watch whatever part of that movie all by itself and completely understand what's going on. Shouldn't be dependent on knowing the mythology and the history. I was talking with some comic book buffs here at the TV station yesterday, and they are way into the comic books and this whole Civil War mythology, much more than I was ever exposed to.
You mean Tom Skilling, right? Tom Skilling?
There are some surprise comic book heads that you know and see on TV that you would be very surprised spend as much time as they do with comic books.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but they do. But I think that's a little bit of the case with this, Wendy. I mean, it's not going to be a plot killer in any way, but there are lots of things that they expect you to know when characters are introduced and who they are and what their powers are and what their weaknesses are. Doesn't kill the movie in any way. It's still a fantastic movie, but it would have been stronger if the movie could stand on its own.
Oh, how about that?
I think the movie could stand on its own. So I took off just really minor points for that because I enjoyed the movie so much. This is the basic plot line of this, and this is pretty spoiler-free. I'm just really going to tell just kind of the basic premise of this. I'm not going to give away anything that's going to ruin the movie for anybody. But the movie opens up with one of the most spectacular opening scenes that I've ever seen.
Ever in a movie?
Ever.
Wow.
Ever, including Gone with the Wind.
Wow. What?
And The Jazz Singer. And you know I'm a huge...
You love The Jazz Singer.
I love the original Jazz Singer with Al Jolson.
Can't beat Jolson.
He was really one of the best superheroes
of all time.
He and his partner, Mammy, were the great...
The great Larry Parks.
But it's a really spectacular scene in which the Avengers are, there's evil going on, and the Avengers tear up this city, trying to bring down the villain who's doing this, causing lots of damage, causing death. I don't know if causing more problems than they had in the first place, but the United Nations becomes concerned that the Avengers can just go do whatever they want, and they want to have control of the Avengers so they don't just go someplace, tear up cities, kill innocent people. So part of the Avengers think that that's a good idea and side with the United Nations, and they want to do that. Part of the Avengers do not. They want to remain independent. So they have this split in philosophy of how to pursue this. And that's really the basic premise of this, you know, so-called civil war.
It seems plausible, doesn't it? That seems perfectly plausible.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there could be a disagreement in here within that and how it plays out and with how they begin fighting, how it becomes intense. Are plot lines that you're better to discover in the movie yourself because they're very slowly and I think very cleverly unveiled. The script in this, I think, is exceptionally good.
Mm-hmm.
The performances are, I think, exceptionally good. Some of the characters are a little bit stronger than others. And I got to say, I mean, Captain America is fine, but for my money, this young Spider-Man in many ways steals this movie.
Is that right?
Because he's such a breath of fresh air. In this whole thing, in many ways, the comic relief of the movie as well. It's the other thing that I liked about this. There is such heart and humanity in this movie, yet at the same time, there is a real sense of humor. They very often don't take themselves very seriously. Not to the point of the irreverence
of
Deadpool, but there's also... But just when things are starting to get heavy, somebody says something or something happens that completely lightens up the movie and just says, you know, we don't take ourselves as seriously as, you know, we might think. So overall, all in all, I just was completely delighted with it. It's 2.5 hours long. The movie zipped by. For my money, the movie zipped by really quickly. I didn't feel at any point that the movie was dragging in any way.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it at the Navy Pier IMAX Theater, see it on as big a screen as possible.
Really, yeah.
And I don't often recommend the 3D. I don't often think that it's worth it. I think in this case, it's pretty worth it.
All right.
So there was a couple of minor things I took off. gave it a Dean's List A-.
Oh, that's not bad.
Still
Dean's
pretty
List
good.
A-minus yeah. is pretty good.
And you've given me a little job opportunity for Dilly Mac. If you want to rent a 13-year-old to explain the backstory, he will go see it with you.
Oh, wouldn't
and,
that be a nice...
keep you up to date on
yeah,
to
nice speak. Turns out I got plenty of 50-year-olds here at the TV station who can do exactly the same thing.
Dean, we're thrilled.
You know that plot line is implausible.
Right, happen. Of course. You're going to get that. Well, thank you. That's good news for anybody who wants to see Captain America Civil War, and that opens, of course, on Friday. Thank you, Dean. Have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to you.
And to you and your mom.
Wednesday. When, your name's,
and
you were,
Wednesday.
You were definitely not in the Addams family. I know you were not Wednesday.
Well, I'm Greek Mother's enough. Day is Wednesday. The Greeks celebrated on Wednesday. We don't know why.
Thanks, Dean. I appreciate
Dean.
It. And
my
to
mom,
your mother,
by the
too.
Way, my mom is going to be on my Sunday show, by the way.
She
is.
She's good.
Much bigger, she's good. Much more popular than I am, so she's going to be on Sunday morning.
I find myself listening to you every Sunday. It's just perfect for my schedule, so keep up the good work.
Just like drugs.
It is. Thank you, Dean.
I'll see you guys.
Dean Richards, he's just like drugs, everybody. We'll be back and find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.